Hi, everybody. This is Charlie Shapiro, Vice President of Broadcast Operations, and on behalf of the entire Robinson family and the ownership of Legends Radio, welcome to a special edition of Community Focus. Our taping date for this program is the 8th of October, and this will be available on the air and on demand at legendsradio.com/vote2024. So just so you're aware of when we're doing this, our guest is Wendy Sartori-Link. Wendy, what is your actual title here? You run the elections department, but what's the official title?
The official title is Supervisor of Elections for Palm Beach County.
So there are currently, according to your website, which is votepalmbeach.gov, there are currently 888,510 active registered voters that will be eligible.
Yeah, we'll have several thousand still to come because, you know, we've received a lot over the last week of applications. We are processing them. They do go up to the state to confirm citizenship and eligibility there. And then if there is no issues with that, then they will become processed registered voters in Palm Beach County. So that number for book closing, which is what we call that number that's registered by the 29th day before the election, that number will rise a little bit.
And in Palm Beach County, as of right now, there's almost 330,000 Democrat registered voters, 285,000 and a few more Republican registered voters. And the interesting number that I thought was the 273,000 other.
Right.
What's the definition exactly of other?
Other. So other includes no party affiliation, which is the majority of other. And then it can also include the 15 minor parties that we have in Florida. So independent party is the largest minor party. And I think that's because in other states, when people say I'm going to be independent, it actually means no party affiliation. But in Florida, independent is a party. Okay. But we probably have 20-ish thousand of independent voters, all the way down to some of our very minor parties might have 20 people in them.
Well, obviously, everybody counts. Being a federal election, both sides, and maybe you could look at it as all sides, have been calling this the most consequential, most important election in a lifetime. And without taking any type of side, because that's not what we do at Legends Radio, and I am more than certain it is not what you do.
Absolutely not. We are straight down the middle. We're as nonpartisan as you can get.
As it should be, and I would hope everybody agrees with that. Normally, you have a decent turnout, in some cases a very large turnout. How will turnout affect the results?
A turnout really is what matters. That's really what draws it, because you're going to have a combination of, like you said, it's relatively close. We're about a 5 percentage point difference between registered Democrats and registered Republicans. So obviously turnout there makes a big difference because it will also affect your down ballot races. But the biggest thing is who is winning as it relates to those nonpartisan voters, right? Because as you mentioned, we have a large number of nonpartisan voters, nonpartisan and minor party voters. So they're going to likely lean to one side or the other. You know, of course, they may still choose for presidential race. You know, they may choose one of those minor party candidates.
That may be what's drawing them to actually get off the couch.
They may do that, but they're going to go down to those down ballot races where generally you've got a Republican or a Democrat. And so, you know, which way are they going to fall? So you've got a lot of people courting those NPAs and you're, you know, really pushing to make sure that their registered voters are getting out to vote. You know, registering is critical, and you got to do it as your first step. But if you've registered and you don't do anything with it, then you're missing out on that fundamental right that you have.
So now that the registration deadline has passed, now it's a matter of your office communicating to the highest possible degree in as many ways to inform people how they can vote. And interestingly enough, you know, in the old days, I'm in my 60s, okay? So in the old days, as I call them now, you know, you had election day and that was it.
Right.
And a lot of people that are, you know, within maybe 20 years either way of me or more, they still think of things as I'm going to vote on election day. But you've made it, the state has made it so unbelievably easy and accessible where you don't have to have a situation where you drive to the polls on November 5th,
right.
The line's too long, you go, you know, forget it. I'm not going to stand here. Forget it.
Right.
So if somebody would like to ensure ahead of time that they can vote, their vote will be properly tallied, how can they actually do that? And I'd like to touch on the vote by mail as well as early voting.
Right. So vote by mail is, of course, one of the easiest methods because we're going to mail it to you. You're going to receive it. You're going to sit at your kitchen table and you have the time to think about your races, look them up, talk to family and friends, make your vote, drop it back in the mail, postage prepaid. Now, if you've waited too long, we're going to tell you, please don't drop it in the mail because it does need to arrive to our office by 7 p.m. on election day.
And if somebody does choose to have the vote by mail, they have their ballot mailed to their home, and for whatever reason, they stuck it on the refrigerator, they left it in a pile of bills they're trying to pay. If they just simply forget to mail it back in, can they literally walk it in?
Absolutely. They can bring it to any one of our four offices. They can drop it in a secure ballot intake station, used to be called a drop box. And you can also, during early voting, and we'll talk about that in a second, but we have 26 early voting sites. So during early voting, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., they can walk up to an early voting site and there are secure ballot intake stations there. Mm-hmm. And they can drop their ballot. You know, they don't have to stand in line. They go, they drop their ballot there. So for vote by mail, you can drop it in the mail. You can drive it to our office, or you can take it to one of the 26 locations close to you and drop it there. So we make it very easy to get that ballot back to us. Just really want to remind you, don't put it in the mail on election day and think, well, it's going to be okay because it got postmarked. That doesn't matter. That does matter for our overseas and military voters. They have 10 days after the election to get it in, so long as it was postmarked by election day. But that's a very unique, specific group. So everybody who's domestic, they really need to be thinking it's got to arrive by election day.
So the thing that used to be called a drop box, there are people of all stripes that had some concerns or questions about drop boxes. It had the feeling as though it wasn't manned. It was almost like you put it like in a mailbox or something.
Right.
And there's no humans around and you don't kind of know what necessarily happened to it. That's not the situation anymore.
That's not the situation. All of the secure ballot intake stations are going to be attended by generally two people. We have to have one person at least, but you'll generally see two people. So in case one has to go to the restroom.
Right.
Yeah. So you'll generally see two people there, but always at least one whenever it's open. And we also encourage you not only when you put it in there to feel good about it because you've got it attended, but also you can go two ways to track that ballot. One is to sign up for something called Ballot Tracks. It's a free program to voters. They go on, they only have to sign up one time, but they're going to choose. Do they want to hear from us by telephone, by email, or by text? They can even put time parameters on it. You know, only contact me during these hours. And we're going to reach out to them. We'll be proactive. We'll reach out to them to say, hey, Charlie, we mailed you your ballot today, so be on the lookout for it. Then we'll let you know we received it back. Hey, you may have forgotten to sign it or your signature didn't match. And then, hey, congrats, we counted your ballot. So we're going to reach out to you so you know what's happening.
How do you reach out?
Like I say, once you have signed up for Ballot Tracks, then you're going to tell us, I want you to call me, I want you to email me, or I want you to text me. Whichever way you choose, and during the hours that you put on the guardrails on that, that's we're going to reach out to you in those ways. If you didn't sign up for Ballot Tracks for whatever reason, and I say strongly encourage that you do because it's just so so easy for you. But you can also go to our website at any time, 24/7 at votepalmbeach.gov, to the My Status button. That My Status button is really your friend, because you just put in your name and birth date. It's going to tell you what address we have you at. It will give you what party we have you listed. It will tell you if you have a vote by mail ballot, if you have a valid request, it'll give you the status. It'll say we mailed your ballot, we received it back. It'll tell you the status. And mm-hmm. also you can check your polling location there. So if you decide, I'm not going to vote by mail, I'm going to instead change my mind and go in person, you can do that. It's going to tell you where your polling location is. It's also going to give you a link to your specific own sample ballot. So mm-hmm. you can do all of that on our website 24/7.
Well, there's different congressional races in different portions of the county. There's all mm-hmm. sorts of down ballot stuff that matters. I mean, the federal, the presidential election obviously gets the most attention.
Right.
but the other elements, the other races that are on the ballot can have dramatic effects on individuals' lives, whether it's congressional or whatever it may be, regional and all mm-hmm. of that. And do you find that the rest of the ballot is generally voted on when somebody shows up for a presidential election?
Generally, yes. But there are always what we call undervotes. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be always times, because it's your choice. If you don't have an opinion, you didn't do your research, you just don't feel comfortable voting on something, you can skip it. And the rest of your ballot's still going to count. Mm-hmm. So we call those races undervoted races, because you chose not to vote. We have those all the time.
So there was a universe of people that were eligible, and for whatever reason, they wanted to vote in certain races, and just they chose not to vote in others.
Exactly.
And that's just the way it is, and that's the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. And okay, great.
Right.
So we're talking with Wendy Sartori-Link. She's Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. The all-important website. Now, you can do things in person as well, but it is pretty easy, and they have just technologically put this thing right out there where it is amazingly easy to use. It's intuitive. They figured it out, so it's not complex at all. And you can go to votepalmbeach.gov. Once again, the registration deadline passed now, days away from the election itself. And you said that the vote by mail has now changed. We talked a month or two mm-hmm. ago or whatever prior to the primary, and we talked about this. If somebody wants to vote by mail, what is the deadline for them to request the vote by mail ballot again?
Sure. They have till October 24th at 5 p.m. The 5 p.m. is important because for whatever reason, the legislature did put a time on that. So with, like, for example, last night, registration deadline, as long as you were done by 11:59 p.m. online, mm-hmm. you could do that.
Right.
But the vote by mail deadline is 5 p.m. on October 24th. And you can call our office. The easiest thing to do is call the office or go online. There are forms that you can fill out as well. You know, I get nervous when people, as it gets close, fill out the forms, because if they leave something off, then it's incomplete. And then it's the worst thing, because then they thought they requested the vote by mail, but they actually didn't, because they didn't get it in time, get all their stuff in. So super easy to call our office. Takes about 3 minutes max to get that request in, or go online. Like I said, 24/7, you can go online and do it. So very easy to do, but got to do that by October 24th. And then if you didn't get that done, you got early voting.
So essentially what we're saying here, there's kind of no excuse to say something like, well, it was inconvenient, I didn't have time. There are so many opportunities and so many ways to actually make this happen. You know, the Legends Radio audience in particular, percentage-wise, index-wise, as they say in statistics, mm-hmm. votes at a remarkably high percentage of our audience. Well, and thank you for being here, because people want to hear directly from the person who is actually responsible for maintaining the integrity of the entire system. And I think one of the concerns, and there's some validity to this, mm-hmm. is that people will discuss the system in ways that are not always complimentary. We'll put it that way.
Sure, absolutely. Right? There's a lot of got a lot of election deniers. You certainly have skeptics. Skeptics we welcome, because skeptics, we want to answer their questions. We want to explain to them the system. We want to remind them that so much of what we do is for the public to watch. Mm-hmm. So we check our, again, you mentioned our website. We will have our canvassing schedule up. Canvassing means we're going to be, when we're opening the ballots, when we're tabulating the ballots, when the canvassing board is meeting. Canvassing board is made up of a county court judge and this time two county commissioners. Mm-hmm. Those three are going to be making decisions.
Are they of different parties by any chance?
They actually happen to be this time. The canvassing board does sign a nonpartisan oath, mm-hmm. so they're operating. But this time we actually do have varying parties in this one. Okay. So it's a really good exercise to come watch and just see that happen. Like I said, our new facility on Cherry Road makes it very easy for people to come see. It's a very comfortable setting. We've got glass all around, so you can walk down the hall. You can stand and sit in the seats. You can see what's actually, watch our staff doing that opening of the ballots and tabulating it.
So you can literally get into your office, maybe not into the specific area, because I would hope and assume
area. It's a secure area, but you can watch the whole thing. It's very close.
Okay. I mean, this is terrific, because I think people will remember different video in the news at various times where there were people of all parties, all perspectives, that had some pretty deep concerns. There mm-hmm. was a view that was blocked, not necessarily intentionally, but, you know, if people don't have a true solid feel and confidence that everything is being done to the book, it frays.
And I understand that. And our goal is we want to be as transparent as possible. And so we have actually gone to your point about, you know, if something is unintentionally blocked, not only can you see, and truly, I mean, people can't see this, how close we are, but mm-hmm. it is very close. It's not that you're looking through a window and seeing something off into the distance. Mm-hmm. You're looking into a window and seeing it right there. But also, because, you know, people are moving around and, oh, can you see across the hall, across mm-hmm. the way? We have cameras inside, of course, that are always on and monitoring. And so what we've done is we have TVs, literally just mm-hmm. TVs, above the windows with different views of those overhead cameras.
It sounds like a casino.
Right. So you can
in many ways, it is.
Yeah, you're looking right through the window, but then in above, you're looking through the window and then you step back and you look up and you're seeing all kinds of different camera angles mm-hmm. of the same thing you're looking at.
And it hasn't always been that way.
Oh, no. Our new building allows us to do that because we designed it specifically with this in mind we've tried to do all of our key functions that mm-hmm. are open to the public. We've tried to do them in one area so that the voter doesn't have to come in and say, today I'll watch canvassing, tomorrow I'll watch the opening and tabulation, the next day I'll watch ballot duplicating, because we've done it in an area where they can stand in one area literally and just, you know, one's to the left, one's in front, one's to the right. They can see it all. So we invite people to come because I think they'll find it very interesting.
Is that done the same way across the state of Florida, or are some of these elements that you're discussing and telling us about, are some of those specific or tailored in some way to Palm Beach County?
Certainly our new building, like I said, allowed us to design it. So not all of them are going to be designed the same way, but they do all have the same, and that they are going to publicly notice whenever they're going to be opening or tabulating ballots and having a canvassing board. So they will all notice that, and people in every county can go look at that.
So let's talk about Election Day just for a second or two.
Well, let's go back if we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Early voting.
Yes.
So you mentioned, oh, no excuse, don't want to see the lines. I want to remind all of your listeners that if they're early voting people, right, so that's October 21st through November 3rd. So it gives you 2 full weeks of early voting. You can make an appointment, and that is unique to Palm Beach County. And so you can say, I think what fits best with my schedule is I want to vote Thursday afternoon at the Jupiter Community Center around 3 o'clock. Okay. And so you're going to go into our website or call our office. go to Jupiter Community Center, go to, you know, whatever day, pick your time, and you'll see it's got 15-minute segments. Mm-hmm. And you make an appointment. We're going to send you a text confirming that appointment right then so you know we have it. And then the next thing we'll do is the day before your appointment, we'll send you a text reminder. And so you're going to have this, just as you had a doctor's appointment, you're going to have this this right on your calendar. And you're, no matter how long the lines are, and they could be a couple hours long. I mean, it's, let's face it, it's going to be a very busy election. Vote by mail is down. Right. So vote by mail is down. That means people are going in person at some place.
Right.
So we have added new early voting sites. So we have 26 locations, and you can go to any one of the 26 because we can do what was called ballot on demand. We give you a ballot for wherever
you are. You don't have to early vote at the polling place
Correct.
That you're assigned.
Right. You can go to anyone. So if you happen to be at the other end of the county shopping or visiting somebody and you're near a polling location, go. So any of the 26, but you can make an appointment. And so if the line's an hour or 2 hours long, you're going to get in within 15 minutes.
So if you're going to go visit the grandchildren in Boca, for example,
mm-hmm.
you could actually make the appointment around when you're going to go see
Absolutely.
The kids.
Absolutely. Take them with you. Let them see democracy in action.
You can do that? You can
Sure. Bring your kids with you. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Give them a little sticker.
Oh, yeah. We have future voter stickers. Our stickers are actually a fun part of the elections. Our stickers are, we do have your traditional stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The typical red, white, and blue I voted sticker, the one that says presidential election, because mm-hmm. we know people, there are people who collect those. But we also have I voted stickers unique to Palm Beach County because they have been designed by our own Palm Beach County students.
Oh, that's cool.
So
was there a contest
there
or something?
There was, yes. We had 631 entries.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So we really, and it's our way to try to get students and younger people focused on and thinking about elections so that they can, you know, just start thinking about themselves as a voter. So they designed our I voted and future voter stickers.
Next time we're going through an election cycle and you do the same type of thing, let's bring one or two or three of the kids.
I'd love that. They would love that.
Into the radio station mm-hmm. and they can tell people why they took the time to do this because, you know, frankly, you don't really see a ton.
Right.
of kids taking that type of initiative with
right.
or without parental prodding.
Right.
So the fact that they're doing that mm-hmm. really deserves to be recognized.
And they were fabulous. They were fantastic entries too. So it was really cool.
Was it from all around the county?
All around the county. We had public, private, and homeschool students were eligible. So really all students were eligible. And so the last time we did it, we had over 400 applicants. Mm-hmm. And this time, like I said, 631. You know, our office will narrow it down. I think this time we narrowed it down to about 35 or 40 mm-hmm. finalists. And then we send them out to celebrity judges, you know, some county commissioners, school board, folks from Sunfest, folks from the Norton Art Museum,
mm-hmm.
McDonald's, Ricky Wade from Being the Best, because he actually donated lunch to the winners to have for their whole class or families.
That's great.
Yeah. So they got a student membership to the Norton Art Gallery
mm-hmm.
As a winner. We also had a cash prize. So we, you know, they got to, you know, it really gets them involved in it.
Well, it's really positive. And this, you know, I didn't know about this program, and I'm sure a lot of listeners mm-hmm. don't always keep track as closely, obviously,
sure.
as you might. So I'm really thrilled that this is actually going on. Anything that can perpetuate the concept of civics, democracy, voting, being part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're part of the system, and kids will understand this, regardless whether they're younger than teens or whatever, and I think adults understand this too, it goes back to the old saying, if you don't participate, then you really don't actually have a chance to complain about
exactly.
anything.
Exactly.
So we've got a couple minutes left, Wendy. As of this moment, regardless of when somebody is listening, up until election day, obviously, they will, in fact, no matter when they're hearing this, have a way to vote.
Absolutely. So on election day, of course, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., just like mm-hmm. all, if there's a line, mm-hmm. just make sure you're there by 7, because no matter how long the line is, if you are in line by 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. you will get to vote, no matter how long that takes to get you there.
I hope people don't procrastinate.
They don't either.
Not to that level,
right.
because that really is award-winning level procrastination.
And you will unfortunately be surprised at how many people. But that's okay. We welcome them. We want you there. So get there by 7,
yep.
and we'll have one of our staff members will become the last person in line uh-huh. at 7 o'clock. So as long as you're in line and you're in front of our staff person, you're going to be able to vote. But you have to go to your polling location.
On election day. That's the caveat.
Right.
So the early voting, you can go anywhere. On election day, which is why you should go to the website to check where your voting place is.
Right.
Because you don't want to get there at 7 o'clock. And, you know,
find out. Well, and because a lot of our polling locations have changed. So people who voted in the primary, there's only a few that have changed since the primary, and those folks are notified. But what we find is we'll send out polling location changes when they occur. So some happened before the presidential preference primary back in March.
Right.
Some happened before August. And folks who didn't vote in those elections have forgotten about that, that they received that change. So we want you to check, because a lot of churches, a lot of temples, a lot of gated communities have opted out of being polling locations. So we've had to move people around. So please double check. You can call our office or go online to do that.
Yep.
And that's going to be really critical. We don't want you to stand in line only to find out you're in the wrong place.
So election evening, everything closes approximately... What time will people have some type of solid result that is made available?
Well, you're going to have your first set of results probably by around 7:20, and that's going to be made up of all of the early voting results and all of the vote by mail that we've received through that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we're going to continue receiving vote by mail throughout the day, because as I mentioned, people can bring it to our office.
Right.
Even on election day, they can drop it off at one of our four offices.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our outer offices until 5, our main office until 7. So throughout the day, those are going to come in. So even at 7 o'clock, we're still receiving them, and we've got to do all of our checking, make sure they didn't already vote, make sure that their signatures match, all of those things. So that takes some time. But initially, you're going to have most of the vote by mail and all of the early voting. It's going to come 7:20. And then really it depends on how many people procrastinated. You know, when did our, you know, because, you know, if the polls close at 7 o'clock, then we're going to be able to have those results coming in by 8. If there's people still in line at 9 o'clock, then, you know, you're not going to get those as quickly.
Integrity, accountability, service, and the technology is terrific. Wendy Sartori-Link, thank you so much for coming in once again to Legends Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here, and good luck. It sounds like it's all together, which is exactly how it should be, and we'll cross our fingers and dot the I's and cross the T's and do everything to get the word out on your behalf, and we welcome you back anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.